On the daf, we're holding in Zvachim daf Sameches. The Gemara Amud Aleph, quoting the Mishnah, the last Mishnah Meseches Kinim, brings a scenario that when a woman brought a cane and there was a confusion, she'll have to bring many more birds that she had to bring originally. And quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah that says, what's Simon Ladovar? An animal, when it's alive, has one voice coming out of it. But once he dies, there's seven different voices that come out of seven different instruments that you can make from his body. Now this is the end of Meseches Kinim, and right afterwards comes the sentence that we mentioned in the previous year. That the Mishnah tells us, the skinny of the Amorites, the older they get, they lose their mind. The older they get, they become wiser. So the Sefer told this Yaakov Yosef, one of the big Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, he brings this Mishnah and asks, what's the connection between the beginning of the Mishnah that says that the animal, once it dies, has seven different voices coming from it, to the end of the Mishnah? So he goes on to explain in length that there's always a war between the seichel, between the brain, between the logic, and the dimyon, the imagination. But he says there is a difference between the dimyon, the imagination, and the seichel. The dimyon, the older a person gets, the less power the dimyon has. But the seichel always remains intact. It means the same way from when a person is young until when a person is old. So he goes on to explain like this. And Amoritz, he allowed when he was young for the dimyon to take control. But now, when he gets old, the dimyon is not so powerful anymore. And his seichel is not used to running the show because he never gave it to him. So he has a confusion between the seichel and the dimyon. The dimyon doesn't have the power to control, to lead. The seichel also doesn't have it because the seichel is not used to doing it for the Amoritz. So that to me, teref eslem, it's all confusion. But the Talmid Chachamim, that when they were young, they fought the seichel against the dimyon. And the seichel took the lead. So now when they're old, the seichel is still there. And the seichel continues to lead them. That's why they have the daisu mitashem esalem. There's less of a snagdus. There's less of a fight. You don't have the demon to fight the seichel, and the seichel is able to be misyashiv and continue the control that he had with no disturbance. So yes, that's the pshat in the beginning of the Mishnah. Keshu chai koy lehechot. What does it mean? The tzaddik is called chai when he is a tzaddik. So he's koy lehechot. He stays intact his whole life. And he says, also it's Echot, because he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he means he's one Ma'alach. But when he's a Rasha, that's what it means, Keshu Meis, because Rishayim consider to be Meisim when they are alive. So then he's not Koy LeEchot. He's changed. He has different voices. He has a Seichel in one hand, and he has a Dimon in the other hand. He has seven voices instead of one. This connects with my Rebbe Yom Shapir, as I always used to say. The difference between a Tzaddik and a Rasha is that Tzaddik is consistent. He has one mahalach. Everything he does connects to one mahalach where he's trying to reach. But a rasha, he's always changing. You know, one day he wants to do this, the next day he wants to do something else. He doesn't have a one big mahalach. It's a yerbuvio. And that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav when they meet in Parshas Vayishlach. So Yaakov says Yeshli Koil, and Esav says Yeshli Rav. Koil means all connects to one mahalach. Rav, I have a lot. I have many, many different things. I have no connection. The Rasha is the Yerbuvio. The Tzaddik is one Mahalach. One other Mahalach that we have in this Mishnah brought down in this Aron Gemara is the Degel Machne Ephraim, who is the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says like this. He says that Am Yisrael stands connected Umas Ha'olam. The Shoyrish of Umas Ha'olam or the Shiva Amamin, they're in Eretz Yisrael. When Am Yisrael Oysim Yitzon Shlomokoyim, so the Umos Yom are not bothering Am Yisrael, and they have the Shalva, they have the peace and quiet, both in spirituality and in Parnaso. They have no Tzoris. But if Am Yisrael are not acting properly, so then you have the Golius, not only the physical one, but the spiritual one as well. The person falls into the place of the Shiva Amamin. Says that's what it means in our Gemara, that's what it means in the Mishnah. Keshu Chai koyle echot, kishu meis koyle shiva. When he is in the madrega of chai, in dovuk, b'chai olami, makrush bochu, so then he has one koyle, meaning he's all connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu fully. But when he's mace, meaning what he's doing, when he's falling off from his madrego, so then he's koyle shiva. He belongs to the shiva amirin. He's not connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu so much. And that's what he says, that's the pasuk in Parshas Balak, hin am levodod yishkoin. When Am Yisrael is one, when they're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then they're bodod without the zayim amirin. And that's when by going lo yischashov, he doesn't take into account the shiva amirin. But if not, so then chas hashom can be the opposite. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.